This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon south and in Beirut suburbs, further stoking tensions with Israel. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The death toll from Tuesday's pager explosions rose to 12, including two children, with nearly 3,000 injured. At a funeral for four of those killed by the exploding pagers, Hezbollah official Hashem Saifedean promised a response.
This aggression inevitably has its own punishment. It has its own retribution. This punishment will come, God willing. We will not talk much, as tomorrow the talk will be for the master of the resistance.
A senior Lebanese security source said the explosives were planted months earlier by Israel's spy agency, Mossad. Israel's military has declined to comment on the blasts.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. A group of young activists in Turkey known as 1,000 Youth for Palestine is posing a rare and potent challenge to the government as they continue to expose Turkey's ongoing trade with Israel. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Along with condemning Israel, the group 1,000 Youth for Palestine also took aim at Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for sustaining Turkey's trade with Israel. The student-based group, since the start of Israel's Gaza military campaign, has targeted the export of Azerbaijani oil to Israel by way of a Turkish port. The group is also protesting Turkish companies continuing trade ties with Israel, despite an official in media to broadcast its message, circumventing government-controlled media. Erdogan lost heavily in recent local elections. Activists say they hope to build on that. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gisele Pellico, who was drugged and raped by dozens of men recruited by her husband, called the men standing trial degenerates on Wednesday, while attempts from some defense lawyers to question her credibility caused outrage in the courtroom. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell has more.
Dominique Pellico and 50 other men stand accused of drugging and raping Gisele over nearly a decade, including recording and disseminating sexual images. The case has also triggered protests across France in support of Gisele, who has become a symbol of the fight against sexual violence. On Tuesday, Dominique admitted to orchestrating the mass rape of his then-wife, saying, "I am a rapist," before asking for forgiveness and expressing hope to ultimately win back his former partner. Gisele Pellico insisted on a public trial in an attempt to expose her former husband and the other men. Her lawyer, Stéphane Babonneau, said on Wednesday that Pellico's desire for a public trial was a challenge, but it was a challenge that's as important as the stakes.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Some Brazilian users have regained access to X despite a nationwide ban put in place by the country's Supreme Court. It's the result of the social network apparently changing the way its servers are accessed. Associated Press journalists were among those who regained access. Experts examining X's IP addresses say there are indications the company has begun routing users through servers of Cloudflare, a content delivery network en route to its own. The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S.-led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by an unusually large half point, a dramatic shift after more than 2 years of high rates that helped tame inflation but also made borrowing painfully expensive for consumers. That rate cut, the Fed's first in more than 4 years, reflects its new focus on bolstering the job market. Coming just weeks before the presidential election, the Fed's move also has the potential to scramble the economic landscape just as Americans prepare to vote. The policymakers signaled that they expect to cut their key rate by an additional half point in their final two meetings this year in November and December. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.